From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Supporters of South Korea's impeached president, Park Geun-hye, clashed with police in Seoul on Friday following the Constitutional Court's ruling to formally end her rule. Park was removed from office over a corruption scandal. The head of the main opposition party said everyone should definitely accept the Constitutional Court's decision and stop causing social confusion and work to normalize state affairs. The ruling opens Park up to possible criminal proceedings and makes her South Korea's first democratically elected leader to be removed early from office since democracy came in the country in the late 1980s. South Korea must now hold an election within 2 months to choose Park's successor. United States officials say a contingent of U.S. Marines has arrived in northeast Syria to provide artillery support for local forces in an upcoming assault on Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State terror group. But it is unclear whether U.S.-backed Kurdish militiamen or Turkish-led Syrian rebels will take the lead in ousting thousands of jihadists entrenched in the city. The deployment comes as the Trump administration debates a Raqqa plan drafted by Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the U.S. commander overseeing the campaign against the Islamic State. And Guatemala is mourning the deaths of 34 teenage girls killed in a fire at a shelter for troubled young people near Guatemala City. Police and witnesses say mattresses were deliberately set on fire in part of the shelter where the girls were locked down after trying to escape. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Six U.S. states are challenging President Donald Trump's revised executive order banning travel from six Muslim-majority countries. The latest order from Trump aims to replace an earlier decree that was overturned by U.S. courts. Trump's new order prohibits citizens from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen from traveling to the United States for 3 months and suspends for 4 months a U.S. refugee resettlement program. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange accused the Central Intelligence Agency of incompetence after his organization was able to obtain and publish documents related to CIA hacking programs. Hear now from the White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
There is grave concern that the president has about the release of national security and classified information that threatens and undermines our nation's security. Obviously, he believes that the systems at the CIA are outdated and need to be updated. We are not commenting on the current situation as U.S. government policy.
Early this week, WikiLeaks published thousands of pages of what it says are confidential CIA documents that exposed the agency's hacking capacity. The documents allege the CIA has the tools to hack into smartphones and some televisions, allowing the agency to remotely spy on people. The CIA says WikiLeaks is hurting American security interests. The war against Boko Haram is leaving women vulnerable to poverty, violence, and isolation. U.S. Deputy UN Ambassador Michelle Sisson told VOA during a Security Council mission to the Lake Chad region of West Africa. Margaret Bashir on the trip's final stop in Abuja, Nigeria.
About 26 million people in the four nations are suffering from the effects of a humanitarian crisis fueled by the terror group's attacks, including severe food shortages. Ambassador Sisson said women who were formerly involved with Boko Haram, either voluntarily or involuntarily, seem to be stigmatized more than men who fought with the group, especially when it comes to their ability to marry and return to their home communities. They face other problems as well. They are often widowed or alone, caring for several children with no way to provide an income for their family. The United States has committed more than $300 million to humanitarian assistance to the Lake Chad region for 2016 to 2017, and another $40 million to enhance security cooperation among the four countries. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Abuja.
And reporting here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.